100.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right, you're listening to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
That you are. I am DJ Ad Rock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
Thank you for joining us here at 108 King Street North in Waterloo, Ontario,
That's
Canada.
Right
across the street from some variety store. I can see
and
through the
Tim
window.
And Tim Hortons is diagonal.
Yeah.
And the Empress of India or something.
Something like that. Hey, right. how do you like my new headphones?
Oh, they're pretty nice.
Thanks. Aren't they shiny and blue?
I know. And now this week I don't have headphones.
I know. It's a role reversal, if you will.
All right. Yeah, so the other day, DJ Adrock and I, and people have been listening to the Mono A Mono Show lately. And by the way, welcome back.
Thank you.
Actually, about 2 weeks ago you were on still with your Neil Young live in the pit.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was right in the pit. I was three people, like there were only two people between me and the rail.
Yeah.
And then Neil Young was right there.
And you know what? We've got quite good response from that show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard the podcast, but it turned out great.
I did hear the podcast. And, it was pretty interesting.
Yes, the Sound FM new president, Carmelo.
Yeah.
Said that episode in particular was captivating. He said captivating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carmelo.
Yeah, that's right.
On behalf of both of us.
So anyway, and another segment that we've been doing here on the Mono A Mono Show is the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
That's
and
right.
We aired the promo a couple times here. And just last night, we were in recording episode 2, working it out.
Yep.
And that's how we came upon our theme for tonight.
Which is?
So episode 2 being the second installment of Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. Tonight,
and we're hoping to build upon our first installment.
Yeah, hopefully this one will be even better.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do is second albums that are just unbelievable.
Unremarkable. Forgettable. Forgettable second albums by a band.
No, so
bands whose awesome sophomore efforts really suck.
And to kick it off, no.
great second albums. And we made some rules too.
Yes.
EPs don't count.
Yes.
So they have to be full length studio albums. Is that the only rule we've made?
And like an EP doesn't count as a first album either.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I thought we made one other rule.
I think that was it. That was possibly it.
No, wait, because you asked me one other question.
Oh, does the second album have to be better than their best album?
And I said no.
No.
It just has to be a great album.
A great album.
Okay.
That's right.
And it's funny, too, because when I was at the Neil Young concert, I was there with DJ Rock Show, and he had commented on the fact that we haven't been battling much this year. So it's nice to get back to the battle, because I can't even remember the last time we had a battle.
I know.
So
it has been a while.
Not that that's a bad thing, because we've been doing a lot of other interesting things. But
and there has been the podcast issue with uploading podcasts to the site. So there's been different things going on where we've been doing shorter segments. But we're back! We're back here on the Mono A Mono Show.
Damn straight, we're going back to our roots, back to the battles, which got this show off the ground back when DJ Jeffy Jeff and yourself, you know, started this, you know, crazy business. Back in
1977.
Nope. 1970. Because we did the best of the 60s show.
Yeah.
Remember we found that show?
Yeah, we did. But that was before it was on FM.
Ah, right. That was when we were on the AM dial.
Yeah. Because then in 77 we got on the FM.
Right, yeah. We finally got called up to the big leagues.
Yeah, that's right. So,
okay,
let's rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first here.
I gotta remember, see if I remember how to do this. Here we go. One, two, three, paper! Yes! I defer.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to go first with my selection here. A no-brainer, really. I'm just going to get right into it. This is an amazing second album. Here it comes, Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream. This is Quiet right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Some Smashing Pumpkins with their song Quiet right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
A solid selection.
A great second album, and what could be arguably, with Melancholy, their greatest album.
Yep. It's hard to, yeah. Melancholy is tough to argue with just because of the sheer volume of music.
Yeah.
The sheer amount.
Yeah.
And, well...
And
the number of solid,
good,
solid
yeah.
tunes in it, too, come to think of it. But yeah, Siamese Dream is front to back, an amazing album and an amazing second album.
Yeah. So, what do you got to follow that one up for another amazing second album?
Okay, hold on a sec. I got to think about this.
I know, now. You were really going through it right there.
No, I just couldn't find my playlist. I couldn't remember what I saved it as.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Oh man, my playlist is going to be friggin' nuts. Okay.
I think this whole show will be good.
Okay. So, one of my favorite bands is Monin.
Yes.
As you know. And... Oh, crap. Now, these guys might not be everybody's cup of tea, but this is kind of... they were, you know, right on the cusp of when I started really getting into music and really, you know, doing the whole, you know, trying to find bands that new and interesting bands and all that sort of stuff. They were, like, right there as one of the bands that kind of started that whole, you know, this whole chapter of my life.
Oh, okay.
And I have my cousin DJ Drin to thank for that.
All right.
Anyways, their second album is called Are We Really Happy With Who We Are Right Now?
Okay.
And I'm electing to go with the title track from that album.
Which is
Are We Really Happy With Who We Are Right Now? And this one's just going to... This album, too, again, from front to back... I could have picked a number of songs off this album because it's just a solid album, and the thing that kind of bothers me about Monin is that they kind of got away from this sound, and I know you have to evolve as a band, but I felt that as they evolved, they started trying to be more too radio friendly, whereas these songs are not radio friendly at all, and they just very hard experimental, you know. Just
emotional
outbursts,
punkish,
rockish, whatever. I'm gonna let the music speak for itself. So here we go. This is Monin with "Are We Really Happy with Who We Are Right Now?" And I am here on the Mono Way Mono Show.
Morning. You said you needed what you don't know is I know that you can't.
right, we're back here on the Mono A Mono Show. That was some Monine right there with their track. Are we really happy with who we are right now?
Yes, I'd say we are.
That's right.
Are you?
Yes, what a great battle this one is. Getting back to the battles here on the Mono A Mono Show feels great.
Hey, I just want to mention something, too. We've spoken about this before, but seeing as our inspiration for the battle this week was the second installment of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, let us just say again that if you are an area artist and you want to contribute in any way, just let us know. Drop us a line. You can go to www.monoamonoradio.com and contact us there, or on our page, which is facebook.com/monoamonoradio. Or on the Twitter, at MAM Radio. So lots of ways to contact us. If you want to do a voice, if you're a fellow Sound FM DJ, if you want to, contribute some way, let us know.
Exactly right. All right. And the first two tracks there kicked it off great. Now, we're going on our emotional roller coaster here.
That's right.
You talked about the Mother concert that you were at. Wish I was able to go to.
Were you listening?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I was texting you to tell you the levels. But anyways, we didn't get to talk about the Limblifter concert that we both went to Friday.
That's right. That was a great show.
At Lee's Palace. Now, what was cool was Ryan Dale, Limblifter, has come back together, and he kind of got the band back together, and there's new members in there, but the lineup kind of changed from album to album of Limblifter.
Right.
And so there's new members in this lineup, got Limblifter back together as he was releasing the original Limblifter album on vinyl.
That's right.
So I've got a copy of the vinyl. We posted a picture of it on the Sound FM page. And as well, he played Chop Chop from his Irrational Anthems album, his own solo album. And he played a new track, which I don't know if it's a newer Ryan Dale track.
Or if it's a new Limblifter song? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So I believe it's called Hotel Knife. I took a picture of the set list, but I think I've got to get a new camera. Because I'll post both of these pictures, but when I saw him in Hamilton with DJ Doormat,
yep.
You can't make out the picture of who's in it. And you can hardly read any of the set titles in this picture that I got as well.
Oh, boy.
So, anyways, I wanted to get to...
The H phone isn't what it's cracked up to be.
H phone?
Well, I don't want to say the product name on air.
So, I wanted to get to a Limblifter track right here. But then I was also thinking, wouldn't it be great if Age of Electric got back together and they had a great second album too? Which, by the way, maybe at the end, if there's more time... If there's more time, I'm going to get to a brand new Todd Kearns track.
Oh, yeah.
That I'll show you.
You don't say.
But in the meantime, for my second album, I'm going with an Age of Electric track that features Ryan Dale singing the vocals.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. You tied
them
Ryan
both together.
Ryan Dale, Limblifter, Age of Electric.
See?
Jeez.
So,
you are him. No wonder they called you for their exceptional DJ emergency.
Well, the album is Make a Pest a Pet, which I believe came out 6 years after their first album.
Mm-hmm.
And so their first album is self-titled, The Age of Electric. Their second one, people will know. They had Remote Control and I Don't Mind were the two singles off that one. Anyways, I'm going with the track Real Stumper, sung by Ryan Dale, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.
Price on me.
Price on me. All right, there it is.
That's on me.
The Age of Electric, real stumper. Second album. Go out and pick it up if you haven't already. Make a Pest a Pet.
Which is also a good song, too.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a song on there, isn't it?
It's.
If it's not a song, it's a line in a song.
I think it's a line in a song. I don't think it's actually a song. I'm going to look that up now. I'm thinking it's not.
Okay. I've had to make some substitutions on the fly here, because I've got too many songs to pick here.
It's not. It's not a song.
Okay, my bad. And then once I'm done... once I'm done... before I do my knockout punch, I'm going to list off all the songs that I was going to play and the albums that they're from, because they're amazing albums. There's too many. There's too many. This next one I'm going to do is another personal favorite, and then it's almost unfair because I have basically two knockout punches. So, another favorite band of mine is...
Frightened Rabbit.
There you go. And their second album is entitled The Midnight Organ Fight. And it is amazing. Came out in, I believe, 2009?
That's what I would guess.
Well, 2010 was when The Winter of Mixed Drinks came out.
Right.
Maybe 2008. I can check later. But anyway, sometime around there. And honestly, I still listen to this album religiously. I love it. Love it.
At church.
I do. They should make a church of the Frightened Rabbit. Which is funny because a lot of their symbology in their shows and on their stuff and whatnot is like... is religious.
Ah,
like their symbol is a double cross. Like it's a two.
A double cross?
It's like got two two things and then a line. Anywho,
cool.
So solid album. Their new album will be coming out in February, so go and pre-order it now. But anyways, I'm going to play a song off of The Midnight Organ Fight, and I'm going to go with one that I don't believe I've played on air before. So I'm going to go with The Twist here by Frightened Rabbit on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono, mono, yeah.
Do the twist and the twisting I'd fail. The loose tie with the loose slim wrists, lift your dress enough to show me those shins. Let your hair stick to your forehead. Did you blush then when our hips touched? I can't tell, we are already red. I'm alright, you give me the signs. That pink mist, or just lit dry ice. So twist and whisper the wrong name. I don't care, nor do my ears. And twist yourself around me. I need company. I need human heat. I need human heat. Don't care, nor do my ears.
All right, there you have it. Frightened Rabbit with the twist here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono. What'd you think about that, DJ Steel?
I thought that was a really good tune. You're probably gonna beat me in the battle, DJ Adrock.
Hey!
Yeah, I know, because my songs are amazing and I didn't even play my last two.
Are you putting words in my mouth?
Would I do that? And I don't know why I made you sound like that either.
Yeah, frick, I sounded like Lindsay.
But I gave you kind of a...
Hey, good buddy!
He's more of a Boy Scout, whereas that was more of a... I don't even know. So there you go, Frightened Rabbit with the twist from the Midnight Organ Fight. Go out and get it now!
That's right, all right.
That's right, all right.
And just for people just tuning in, we're doing the best second albums right here. So, sure, they some new bands, they may not be on the list. You're thinking, why are they playing some of these like older bands? They have to have put out a second album. And another thing that kind of separates some new bands is I've noticed a lot of new bands put out a lot of EPs now instead of LPs. So that's another contributing factor here.
Mm-hmm.
These are the best second full albums. They got to be full albums that we're talking about.
Yes.
So.
You had a breath?
Three-quarter pull. Yeah, I just ran inside. Okay. I've got two. Like you said, you've got a whole bunch of knockout punches. I feel like mine are very strong as well. And I'm
bet
going...
you mine are stronger.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. The next band I'm going to go with is the band A Perfect Circle.
APC?
APC, yeah. Now, I'm going to go with their second album here, which is 13th Step. And there's a whole bunch of great songs on this.
Yep.
Same with their first album. The whole thing is pretty, like, it's damn good. I'm going to go with one of my favorites off the second one here.
Good idea.
Called The Outsider. So, here it comes off of Perfect Circle's second album, A 13th Step. This is The Outsider right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
This is not the way I'm wired so cold.
a perfect circle right there on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono, with the song Outsider, off their second album, The 13th Step.
Wow. You okay?
Yeah. That was a great one.
All right.
I had to mosh to that one with myself.
Man, you don't relax when you're here. You're just all over the place.
Yeah.
Hey, Steele.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a band?
I don't know.
Called?
Oh.
A little band called Led Zeppelin.
Led Zepp? You know what? If you would have warned me ahead of time,
yeah.
I have this album that you're going to play on vinyl.
You have it on vinyl. I know. I've seen it. And I want it.
Displayed in my thing. I gotta somehow get a Robert Plant to sign it.
Good luck with that. Anywho.
I'm putting it out there.
They released a little album called Two back in the day.
All right.
And it also has a number of good songs on it, including the Lemon song. What else is on there?
Man, you are popular.
Why am I popular?
Because your buzzer is going nonstop.
Can you hear that? Hey, yours just went off.
No, that's your iTunes going too. Oh, because
I finished copying a CD. I'm just full of noises and surprises over here. Anywho, my favorite... This is quite possibly my favorite Led Zeppelin song is also on Led Zeppelin 2. And this is why this is almost unfair, because this... This is the three-quarter pole song, am I right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Three-quarter
pole. Am I wrong? Three-quarter pole
song. That's right.
And I'm playing Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
Imagine what my knockout punch is going to be then.
That's right. That's right.
Your brains are going to be over on the new release wall.
Well, your mind we'll is see. Be blown. I don't know. Because, frankly,
I'm playing Led Zeppelin as my three-quarter pole
song. I know, but frankly, you think that some bands are bigger than Led Zeppelin that aren't, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll see.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to play from Led Zeppelin 2. I'm going to play Ramble On here on 100.3 Sound FM. Blowing DJ Steele out of the water one song at a time here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono.
Bye. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
Nice. All right, there you have it.
Exactly like Robert Plant. Has anyone ever told you that?
I think it's because of our names being similar. Steel and Plant.
Plant?
Yeah.
One represents the Industrial Revolution and the other one represents the Agricultural Revolution.
Right, and I don't even know where to go with that. So there you have it. I was just rambling on, you know. Get it? You just played ramble on.
Oh,
man,
that was you were good. Oh, I didn't even. I could have probably let in with a beautiful segue to that song too.
So,
shit.
As you're tuning in here, we're playing the best second tracks. Tracks from their second album.
Boop, 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 boop.
Tracks from the second album.
What we're doing is playing songs from a band's second album, which is a great album.
Which is a great album. So, we're at the knockout punch time. We're going to open the vault here. Now, we've got 45 minutes, and usually we're rushing right now. But
no, I'm a European mutt. I'm
like, I get it.
I'm like a quarter Italian, quarter Polish, quarter German, and quarter Czech.
Puerto Rican?
No, I've got no Puerto Rican. I've got no Spanish in me. No. Although the way I move and shake my hips, because my hips don't
sometimes
lie.
Sometimes you do get a little Spanish in you.
Hey, some people would think that I might have some Latin heat.
Ah, I see.
Boiling under this.
Some Latino heat.
Yeah. Mamacita!
So, what were we?
I have no idea what you were talking about. Russian. Normally we're Russian.
Oh, but, sadly, Nightmare Radio is no longer following the Mono A Mono show. They've moved to Friday nights. So people
That's
out there.
That's a pretty sweet time slot.
Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, same time, but on Friday night, so 10 till 12.
I'm going to miss those guys.
Yep. Yep, that's right. So, yeah, we're going to have to fill the time. We got to figure out what to play, like the one time where they played that He-Man song all night. We got to figure out what to do.
That was really funny. The video was even better.
Yeah. So, now that's our job on Tuesday nights. Anyway, we gotta open the vault, get to these knockout
Let's do
punches
it.
Regardless.
Yeah, regardless.
All right.
Even though we are emotionally struggling right now, we need to push through, Steel.
Yeah.
We gotta forget about the fact that we no longer have Nightmare Radio propping us up on their shoulders, their broad shoulders.
That's right.
Anywho, let's go.
Okay. It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
All right.
Oh, she's so hot.
Now, not too long ago, a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it was probably a month and 2 days, if I remember correctly. I don't know.
Yeah, you can, that's about right.
Yeah. We went and we saw Paul Jago and Adele Jago perform as Balls Deluxe, their normally said dog, but you may know Paul Jago is from the band The Gandharvas. Now, when we went down there, I quickly ran downstairs, grabbed my Gandharvas albums, got him to sign it up, which one of them is featured in the new visuals for the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Sure is.
But I forgot one. I grabbed two. I thought one was in the car, and it wasn't in the car.
Ah,
so I ended up only getting them to sign
Cripes!
Soap Bubble and Inertia and Sold for a Smile. But I missed out on bringing their second album,
God!
Which is a great second album called Kicking in the Water. With the single, obviously, from that one is Masochistic Minstrel. But obviously. I'm going to go with a different one here. One of my favorites from the album, a little bit more psychedelic.
Ooh!
This is The Very Thing by the Gandharvas from their album Kicking in the Water. Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono!
And not being there.
na 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 na. All right, nice. There it is. Some Gandharvas with the very thing off their Kicking in the Water album. Right there on Sound FM!
100.3, Mono a Mono. Broadcasting to you live from 108 King Street
North.
North in Waterloo, Ontario. That's right.
Wow.
I guess it's time for my knockout punch.
What a battle this is.
Oh, buddy.
Man, it's about to be.
It's about to get ugly,
though.
It's about to get ugly. Your face is going to be bloodied and battered.
We'll see.
Okay. So there was this little band in the early 90s that kind of revolutionized music.
I see, I was thinking about it, but I didn't. I thought, nah,
why
bother?
What do you mean, why bother?
I know.
Because it's an amazing second album.
Okay.
And probably one of the most influential albums of all time. I don't know, maybe those reasons. So there's a little band called Nirvana.
Had it
from the early
90s. Before.
Yeah, you did. I saw you writing it. And as soon as you were like, I thought about it.
Well, I won't bring...
Then I figured that you knew who it was.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
So, they had a first album, Bleach. Second album, little package of songs called Nevermind.
Yep.
Picture of a naked baby chasing a dollar bill floating
That's
in the
right.
pool.
That's right.
And, you know, there are tons of songs on here that I could have picked. Because the album is amazing. Butch Vig produced. Just anything. So I decided to go with Lithium. Just because I felt like it, I guess.
All right, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I was going to go with Polly, but you played Polly recently.
No. Yeah.
You did. You played or someone covering Polly. No. It was, never mind, Walk Off the Earth covered Polly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's why it was in my head. I was like, man. I was like, no, I'll play this, but no, Steel just played it. But no. No, he didn't.
In fact.
Johnny and Sarah played it.
I don't really like the Polly version that is on Nevermind.
Oh no?
No, I like the version that's on Incesticide better. Just putting it out there.
Okay. You know? No, he's just saying it. He's just saying it. All right. Oh, I also said that I was going to list off the songs that I was going to play
okay.
that I didn't get to. So here they are. This is an example of how amazing the show could have been. Even it was amazing, but it could have even just gonna been. So I was gonna play My Iron Lung by Radiohead from the Bends.
Yeah, I was thinking about them too. Yeah.
The Color and the Shape, which is one of my favorite albums of all time, by the Foo Fighters.
That's definitely their best album.
Yep, I was going to play Hey Johnny Park. Band of Horses. I was going to play No One's Gonna Love You from Cease to Begin.
Yeah.
From Deja Entendu by Brand New. I was going to play The Boy Who Blocked His Own Shot.
Okay.
In keeping with the Guelph theme from like Cardboard National, I was going to play the Constantines' Shine a Light from the album Shine a Light.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go with, just to get some danciness into the show, I was going to go with It Ain't Love featuring Little Mo by Mastercraft from the album Fist of God. And then finally I was going to do Kissing the Lipless by The Shins from Shoots Too Narrow.
You know what I was thinking too was...
so many songs you could have picked.
Wet Secrets, Rock Fantasy, Grow Your Own Effin' Mustache.
That would have been solid. That album's amazing.
You know what I thought, though? We didn't play that one time throughout Movember.
I was barely here in November.
I know.
Because my face was overtaken by my mustache and was making me do other things other than the show. All right, so here we go. Without further ado, this is My Knockout Punch, Lithium by Nirvana, here on 100.3 Sound FM.
It's okay, 'cause so are you. Book of Mirrors. cause I found God.
Candles in our days, cause I found God.